Blog Talk Radio.
Sound Talk Live, where professional stylists, barbers, makeup artists, and nail techs give you the 411 on the good, the bad, and the ugly of everything you want to know about natural hair, hair weaving, makeup, nails, education, products, and more. Real talk. It's what you've been waiting for. Shop Talk Live. Good, bad, the ugly.
Welcome to Shop Talk Live, my listeners. Well, today my special guest is the owner of her own Natural Hair School Academy. So let's welcome Miss Tasha Harris. Good morning, Tasha. Well, Tasha, right? Good morning, Sasha. How are you? Sasha, can't hear you. Okay, give us 1 second. We'll be right back.
What are you drinking? Introducing a choice that's just as unique as you are. Still and sparkling water by Royalty Spring Water. In a world of choices, some things remain refreshingly simple. At Royalty Spring Water, every drop is a reminder that you deserve the best. So, what are you drinking? Order yours today at www.royaltyspringwater.com.
Okay, Sasha, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Okay, now I can hear you. I think we had a little hold.
Perfect.
I don't know what happened, but we had a hold. But now I can hear you. So, Sasha, Magic Fingers Institute, what or who inspired you to open a natural hair school like that?
Sure. So I have been teaching for over 10 years. And a lot of times when we have students, they always inquire about taking it to the next level. But they always wanted to become licensed, but without having to go to cosmetology schools. And natural hair schools was very limited in New York. And I am also a salon owner, so I found that every time we hired staff, and some of them had their cosmetology license and natural hair license, they were very beginner friendly. So that's when I started thinking, okay, maybe I need a natural hair school so that these students could really be prepared for the real world, because it seemed like they just knew enough to pass the state board exam.
Oh, and then I think in cosmetology school as well, you don't get as much of the natural hair braiding and things like that. That you guys
That's
do.
That's correct. They might get 1 day of it.
Exactly. So what type of, what will you learn? Like if I was to come in to sign up, what will I learn in this school? What type of braids would
I
learn?
So it's more than just braiding. So we are very beginner friendly. So on the first day we would do an evaluation. And then we'll start off, like, day two, we'll do demos, how to do a basic cornrow, how to do a basic box braid. And then we're going to build upon it, how to do knotless box braid, then a feed-in braid, then stitch braid. In addition to that, we do textural enhancement. They do perm rod sets. They do flexi rod sets. They do locks, you know, different lock styling. So we pretty much cover everything under natural hair styling. In addition to that, we also prepare the students for the real world. So we do have like an accountant come in, and he would talk to them about the different type of business structures that are out there.
That's awesome.
So when they're ready to make a decision, you know, they're making an informed decision versus just saying, oh, I want an LLC, because that's what's being put in front of your face when you go on social media. Everyone has an LLC. So we just want to make sure that you make an informed decision.
Okay, so but how many hours does New York require them to have?
So New York requires you to complete 300 clock hours. Out of that, 80 hours is prioritized for the theory portion of it, and then the next 220 hours is where they would do the skill, the hands-on activities. So in addition to them working on mannequins, they also get to work on live clients 2 days a week. So they're really, they're going to be prepared. Like, they get the real deal because we do have a salon floor. We do have a clinic in addition to a classroom.
Okay. So just like a cosmetology school, the students, they do hands-on, you know, on the mannequins. Do you also have them do walking, clients that walk in?
We don't do walk-ins, but we do accept appointments where clients would book. And, you know, if a service is like $300 in the salon, they would pay anywhere from $6 to, you know, $99 at the school for the same service. That includes wash and braiding, and the braiding hair.
That's awesome. But what type of services do you offer for the public?
Oh, so everything we train them on, we offer. So that'll be like stitch braids, knotless box braids, two-strand twists, lock retwists, treatments, texture, like wash and goes. So everything that they practice, we open it up online for the public to book so they can get more experience with it.
Okay, so where's the school located?
So the school is on 178-02 Jamaica Avenue, and that's in Jamaica, New York.
Okay, and how long have you been in business?
So we celebrated 1 year about 2 months ago, and we've had
awesome.
4 graduating classes, yeah.
So the classes, they start at a certain time, or can they come in at any time, like if I was to come in to register, do I have to wait till like January 1st and then the next class doesn't start till like April?
So as of right now, we're getting ready to graduate 2 classes in December. So our next full-time class, because we do have 3 different schedules available. So our next full-time class, which is a 12-week program, they come from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. That one starts on January 8th. Then we have a weekend program, which is 20 weeks long. That's Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and that one starts February 17th. And our evening class, which is Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 8:45 p.m., that one don't start until April.
That's
so
awesome.
Just depends on the schedule that you want.
Right. So how many students can come per class? Is it a small setting, or is it?
So typically we do at least 15 students per class.
That's perfect. That's perfect. That way you they get to learn. I don't like really classes that have like 25, 30, you know, that's perfect.
Yeah.
15 people. I like
and
that.
And at the beginning of the class, we usually have at least 2 to 3 instructors on the floor because like the first 2 to 3 weeks, is like the most hectic part of it because we're trying to break old habits or, you know, teach new ones. So we usually have more instructors at the beginning for the first couple of weeks.
Okay. So that's the so right now that's the registration date for like January, February, and April. That's what you're looking for now to register?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
And information is always being updated, you know, so you can definitely check out our website at magicfingersinstitute.com.
Okay. So can you give the listeners advice on if they want to open up a school and what's the process of doing that? Because I know a lot of people want to open up a school, but it's not that easy. So can you give them a little?
Okay, so the process varies from state to state. from what I've been hearing, New York State is the most difficult place to open a school. So first you would need to create an account on my.ny.gov, and you'll be able to log in. And once you log in, you would go to BPFS, and there you would see all the applications and forms that you would need to submit and the criteria on that site.
Mm-hmm.
But you
so
just
how long
have
is
to have
the process?
A lot of patience because it is a lengthy process. So for me, it took about 4 years, and keep in mind that COVID happened during that time, so I can't tell you how long it would have taken without COVID. I'm assuming it would have taken still at least 2 years, because the most challenging part was finding a building that was in the proper zone. And once you find that building that's in the zone, then you have to make sure that the certificate of occupancy says school on it. Which, if it don't, you would have to apply with the Department of Buildings. You need an architect, and that alone could take, you know, anywhere from 6 to 9 months.
Oh, gosh, Basha, you was determined.
So just keep in mind
because
that
you have to have patience.
Yeah, keep in mind that I got my – yeah, thank you. Keep in mind that I got my space in October, and I wasn't able to open the following year, that September.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that you have that cushion to pay that rent, and, you know, you may not be generating money for at least, you know, 9-10 months.
And not only that, the actual building has to be good for, like, the plumbing and all the electrical and plumbing that you need for a school. It's not like you just open up, like, a suite, you know. It's not like that. It's really very... Yeah, or a salon, exactly. You need to have, it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So can you give them like a ballpark figure of like what, you know, it would cost to start up?
So I got lucky. This wouldn't be like a good estimate, but I got lucky as far as the building that I'm in. The build out was kind of already there. So I didn't have to spend more than like $25K to get it up and running as far as, you know, putting in this, installing the sinks or just doing the build out for a classroom. Because the ceiling was there, the floor was good, the lighting was good, the AC was good, because that would have run anyway at least 200 for the, at minimum, at least 200K at minimum.
Yes.
So I got lucky in that aspect.
That place was for you. That was a blessing.
Yeah.
Just that was for you, honestly. And then you stayed. You kept the patience. Like I said, I know it's a lot of patience. A lot of people would just say, "Forget it," for what you have to go through.
Right.
They would just say, "Forget it."
Mm-hmm.
You also have a product. You also have a product line. You not only have a school girl. You got a product line. You know, you got a gel product line, and you're. When we were talking earlier, you and Amphro have something like together going. What is that about?
Yeah, so I do have a partnership with Amphro Industries, and we have been in partnership for at least 5 years already. So I was a sole user of Shine and Jam products. Like, I love their products. And when the idea popped in my head to start my own product line, the first set of people I thought about was them to reach out to, because they already had products that I loved. And I reached out to them, and at first, you know, they were like, you know, we don't do stuff like that, you know. And within a couple of months, they reached back out to me, and, you know, they came up with a better offer that I had proposed. And, you know, since then, we have extended the product line. We're still adding new products, so it's really exciting to see that, you know, the brand is growing, 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 and we're just continuing to add new products.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk more about your product, okay?
Okay.
What are you drinking? Introducing a choice that's just as unique as you are. Still and sparkling water by Royalty Spring Water. In a world of choices, some things remain refreshingly simple. At Royalty Springwater, every drop is a reminder that you deserve the best. So, what are you drinking? Order yours today at
Shoptalk Live, where professional stylists, barbers, makeup artists, and nail techs give you the 411 on the good, the bad, and the ugly of everything you want to know about natural hair, hair weaving, makeup, nails, education, products, and more. Real talk. It's what you've been waiting for. Shop Talk Live. Good, bad, the ugly.
Okay, we are back with Sasha Harris. So, Sasha, before we got off, we were talking about your product, Shining Jam with Ampro. So you're in a partnership with them. And how long did it take before they agreed to come in partnership with you?
So, as mentioned, I had reached out to them, and then they had pretty much said, you know, that's not something that we do. And within a few months, they came back to me. I would say, I can't remember the exact timeline, but I would say probably about 3 months, they reached back out to me and said, you know, how about we do X, Y, Z? And I agreed, and we are here 5 years later.
So the jam, is that something that you had to go to like a chemist to do, or like is that your own brand or like your own ingredients and everything?
So,
did you create that?
So as far as the formula, like Ampro, they have been around for over 70 years, and they have their own in-house chemist. So it was just about me knowing what product they already had and what I would like to have my product be like. So it was just about saying, okay, I want it a bit firmer. I want to minus this ingredient. I want to add this ingredient. And then their chemist was able to come up with the formula, and I just had to test it. And then once it was to my satisfaction, you know, I agreed to it.
So what they did, they gave you a couple samples to, you know, as you said, give it to
Correct.
Me and I'll take this out. Okay. And did
yes.
you have you the chemist? Well, I have a friend that had done makeup, and she had to use a chemist, and that is very costly as well. Just using a chemist, was
so
it very costly for you?
Yeah. So because they had their in-house chemist, it was at no cost to me.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. So Ampro, they covered all of that.
Oh, okay. And what about the labels? How did you?
So the labels that, you know, I went down there. We did a photo shoot. They sent me the proofs, and I approved the pictures. You know, we went over the wording again together, making sure that the text, you know, I am very involved in everything. They might come up with an idea, but they always make sure that, you know, my approval is on it. They get my approval. But they have been doing this for many, many years. So I do trust like their creativity and their, you know, where they come from as far as like a marketing standpoint as well. So maybe if I don't like the picture, I'll be like, okay, can we change that picture? You know, something like that. But usually they come up with really beautiful designs. And I just make sure the text, you know, represent me in the best way possible as well.
Okay. Did you go to their warehouse?
Yes.
So
I actually
in New York,
took my entire... No, they're in Tennessee. I actually was there in the summertime with my entire family because I wanted my kids to see, you know, how the product is made and packaged and all of that. So I took my mom, my kids, my husband, my niece, you know, a couple of people, my friend.
The whole family.
And it was just a really great experience. Yeah, we were riding deep. And it was a really amazing experience. Everyone was so hospitable. We got to meet a lot of the staff who's responsible for making sure, you know, these products are, you know, being produced to the highest quality.
Exactly. That had to be an awesome feeling because I guess that's when it's on your social media page. That's why I asked you where you at the warehouse because I saw them, you know, they're on the it was an awesome feeling for me even to watch it. So I know that it was awesome for you and your family to actually see your product being made, like your name, your label is your product.
Yeah.
You know, are you in?
Yeah, the kids are super excited.
Do you sell out of the stores or just out of the school in the salon? Where can you find your product?
Sure, we sell out of the school, out of the salon. You can also purchase it on our website, magicfingers.com. You can get it at Walmart, Walgreens, most of the local beauty supply stores, Rite Aid, like
you
a lot of stores. It's available a lot of different places nationwide.
You said Walgreens and Walmart?
Walgreens,
everybody,
Walmart. Mm-hmm.
That's everywhere.
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Not just New York. We got we got that too, Walmart and Walgreens. Listen, guys, you got to go get it. I'm going to go get me some jam, Shine and Jam or Magic Fingers jam. Put on my edges. You're welcome. I'm just so proud of you and what you're doing. That's why I asked you to to come on. You know, so what advice would you give the listeners that if they wanted to do their own product? Because there's a lot of people out there want to do this. Again, patience, I know.
Yeah, you need a lot of patience. And, you know, everybody's journey is going to be different. Mine was very different as far as me not having to do most of the footwork. So I didn't have to go through as much, you know. But I would tell them to, you know, believe in themselves and believe in the product that you're putting out there as well. And just know that it can be from anywhere. It could start like a conversation like I had. You know, if you already use a product that you like, you can reach out to that company and see if they offer like private labeling. I know Alibaba.com, they offer it as well, but you just want to test the products and make sure that, you know, it is what you would like it to be and it's representing you and what you believe in. Make sure you have integrity also. And just keep pushing and advertise for yourself.
Yeah, because there's so many different products. So yours is the jams, and some people have, they want their own hair product, they want their own nail product, they want their, you know, all kind of skin products. You know, they want their products, but there's a lot of girls that I know that want to do that, but they don't know how to begin. They don't know the first step to take. They don't know where to do so. That advice is very helpful for them. So, Sasha, getting ready to finish up, but I would like for you to give everybody all your social media handles and, again, how they can purchase the Shine and Jam and tell them anything that you want them to know extra that we haven't talked about, okay?
Okay, sure. So again, my name is Sasha Harris. I'm the founder of Magic Fingers Natural Hair Institute and also Magic Fingers Studio. If you want to find our products, you can find it at magicfingers.com or visit your local beauty supply store. Our social handles are Magic Fingers Studio and Magic Fingers Institute. And I just want to tell you guys to, you know, with whatever you're doing, you have to be consistent with it. You have to believe in it and you have to promote it. Even if you're getting one or two likes on social media, you never know who is going to see it that would be able to help you to take your business from one level to the next level. So just make sure you're believing in yourself. Continue to pray and have faith and just speak things into existence.
There you go. Sasha, I don't know why I want to call you Sasha, but it's Sasha with a T. But I don't know why I want to call you Sasha.
Yes.
But I know it's Sasha. So, Sasha, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. I really appreciate all the information that you've given to the listeners, and I'm sure they're going to, you know, take it and try to become just like you. And again, I want to just say thank you to the show.
Yep.
And I appreciate you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Okay, hon.
Bye.
Live, where professional stylists, barbers, makeup artists, and nail techs give you the 411 on the good, the bad, and the ugly of everything you want to know about natural hair, hair weaving, makeup, nails, education, products, and more. Real talk. It's what you've been waiting for. Shop Talk Live. Good, bad, the ugly.